Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I am so grateful to have made the acquaintance of the guys at Creative Energy. I cannot tell you how much I love that hot tub. Like, just... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
650 says, good morning, Vinny, Sarah, and Maddie. Did the hunky producer get in the infamous hot tub on Friday?
Oh,
I tried. She showed it. It's like, she goes, you teased me with it. She's like, look at this, and look at the top, and you take the top off, and doesn't have water, and it looks so good. And then nothing. Was not allowed in.
You didn't ask.
I did.
She didn't say, take your pants off?
I said, can I take off my clothes and get in the hot tub? And you said, absolutely
not. And I
went,
because you knew you weren't going to do that. Stop it. If you'd really been determined to get into the hot tub, I would have let you in.
Yeah. It's nice. If I'd been, if it was the old me, I would have been in there in 2 seconds.
All night.
But it is beautiful. And they built a beautiful area around it, Ben. It's like a little piece of heaven.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, I'm not surprised. The building never stops over there.
It is true. That is definitely a part of the party.
Sarah Winchester.
Creative Energy, their summer sale is on. You could save big on a hot tub, on a sauna, a cold plunge. And if you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or a cold plunge, you'll save even more, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com. Find your nearest location. So good. I'm thinking about it right now, just like the shiver as the water goes up over your shoulders.
Got to get your clothes off. Are you feeling like... I better get these clothes off.
Yeah. Get naked, dude.
We'll do the whole show naked, everybody.
Okay, let's do it. Great. Oh, you guys are serious. All right. Super. So this is just a dumb little story. This is a nothing story. But there's so much from the pictures that I was...
Well put. Nice lead.
Well, let's put it this way.
It's
not about politics or war. So
tell me more.
Yeah.
Oh, then absolutely tell us.
Yes. This is a little story about Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus and a dude who looks like Linda Evangelista. So this is photo number one. There they are. There's Billy Ray wearing, I don't know, Elizabeth Hurley's hot pink robe. I'm not sure, you know, shorty robe. I'm not sure what he's wearing. But on his arm, I at first went, what's Linda Evangelista doing there? You see her there on his arm?
Oh, over on his left.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, I'm too busy looking at Elizabeth Hurley looking.
Isn't Linda Evangelista looking amazing? Look at her face. She looks amazing.
She's cut out of that photo from my angle.
Yeah, that's because it's Elizabeth Hurley's son.
Oh!
So... they went to London, or Billy Ray went over to London and met up with Elizabeth Hurley there. They, by the way, went Instagram official back in April. It's been a couple months now. I have no idea how often they've seen each other. I'm going to just say this right now. I enjoyed the photos in this story because Elizabeth Hurley could not look more beautiful. She's
Holy
however
smokes,
old she
dude.
Is, late 50s. She is a smoke show. Her son looks as beautiful as Linda Evangelista. I mean, he's clean and well put together in his leather pants and his weird shirt. And Billy Ray is a disaster between them. And it looks, in all the photos, it's sort of like his hand, there's even, go back one picture right there. He is not even wrapping his, he's just got his hand out. And she's sort of got him kind of by the wrist, like, come on. And then the son... is in this picture, not so much, but in the other one, he's kind of got him locked in elbows. Like, let me help you out here. His hair's in his face. He just doesn't even know where he is. Everybody else is clean and shiny. He's all, I'm Billy Ray the whole time.
She's getting all of this from a still, everyone.
Yeah.
Or are there stories that accompany that say he was bleep-faced, like,
no,
beyond?
No. No stories where he's bleep-faced beyond. They say here, TMZ has just decided that they look like they're in love. No, they don't. He looks like he's being dragged to his daughter's movie premiere.
Well, they are dressed up, and they are... The boy is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird? I swear, when I see someone in leather pants, I think... if I had a pair at my house, that's the clothing item I would go, tonight's the night. And then I'd put them on and I'd think, this is going to be the night where I arrive in leather pants.
Yeah.
And then 1 minute later, I pull those damn things off and throw them in a heap over in a corner and realize, whatever those cost me, I just wasted all that.
Yeah.
Because I'm never leaving the house in those things.
Right. His are the kind with the lace-up fly, too, which is a good look.
he's out to dinner with his mom and her boyfriend, and he's wearing leather pants.
Yep.
Lace-up.
Yep.
Yikes.
And pulling it somehow.
What world?
He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, well, and then maybe that's the world. The good-looking party people.
Yeah. There's Miley. So.
Oh, she went?
Well, it's her thing.
Oh.
So they went to her premiere. This is, she's got this music, this album, and there's an accompanying video package with it. It doesn't sound like it's a movie with a plot. It sounds like a performance piece. I don't really know what it is, and I haven't seen it. I'm not sure if it's even seeable. Maybe you have to go to London to the Odeon. With the Odeon. Anyway... they say it's an immersive experience. They all went. The actress and the country music star looked very much in love. Did they, TMZ? Or does he just look like he's there?
Well, listen, I wouldn't fly to London to just be with some lady I wasn't into.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
London?
Yeah.
That means I got to go from, unless there's a back way, I don't know. Mm. I got to cross this country and then still have the stamina to get on another plane and cross the pond, as they say.
Yeah, I wonder if they are private jet money. I mean, maybe Miley flew him. Miley's private jet money.
I don't know.
But is Billy Ray Brown? Maybe Elizabeth
planes really with even a slight layover? Mm. I better be pretty into that. She better be a sure thing.
It looks like she may have already rung him out. I mean, the way he is just not...
She's as good looking as it gets, though. That is for sure.
She really is. She wears the F out of those low V. Like her, she looks great.
She's perfectly sized for that.
Yes.
They're not
spilling out.
But they don't have, they're not spilling out is the way to word that. There's some motion or some size and some heft, but they're not like.
Yes.
You wouldn't call those gazongas.
How big does it have to be called gazongas?
Well, you know,
I mean,
like
Dolly's got gazongas. Is
to
that
use
what
a person
about?
That we all know, like Uzette had gazongas. Yes, those things were massive.
They were very, very in your face.
So, yeah, those look more, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, they were together. They talk about what she's wearing. She's wearing like kind of a sparkly, looks like almost like a wraparound dress with a plunging neckline. And big shoulder pads, they say. Oh, yeah, look at that. And then there's the son's there, and he's wearing the lace-up leather pants. That's swampy, you know. That's even if you're like, yeah, I can pull these leather pants off. You're only a couple minutes in before you're like, wow, things are heating up down there. In my humble opinion. It just feels like they're not breathable.
You've never worn them?
Leather pants?
Yeah.
No. Have you ever worn, I'm sorry, have you worn leather pants?
Yeah.
Why?
You've worn leather pants.
Why did you wear leather pants?
Let's see. I had them, and I would go out in them once in a while.
Oh.
I mean, this was back in my 20s.
And what shirt do you pair with leather pants?
Yeah.
Like a cool t-shirt.
Oh.
What's a cool tee? Like a rock
like
a, band
tee? Like my Lollapalooza tee or something.
Sure.
Like
okay. That's
cut
the outfit
off and
I remember.
Showing some abs?
It's the one I remember.
A Lollapalooza tee with black leather, brown?
Black.
Black. Black leather.
Yeah.
How much did those set you back? Did you go for
I don't
like.
I remember.
Because you're in New York at this point, so are you wearing designer black leather pants?
I think they were from like Wilson's.
Oh,
or Boot Barn. leather pants.
Yeah, yeah. they weren't high end.
Okay.
Were they lace up though?
They weren't lace up, but
no,
they
that's too bad. You Those are the
correct
ones you
though. They are very warm.
Mm.
Especially if you're into club.
Oh, into and club, they very, warm right up. Yeah. Sure. I mean, you're moving around. Do you squeak a little when you're walking? Is there a little bit of a
There was a rustle, I remember. Mm. Yeah.
Were they like skinny jean style, like really hard to pull on? Like, remember when Ross had to like talcum powder up to get the things on, and then he went to pee and then he couldn't get them back up?
I did jump into them. Like, I'd have to like pull them up to my thighs and then jump up and down to get them. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, Holmes. I had no idea you had this much. That is Jane level.
Mm.
Like, you know, going out on a limb for style.
Yeah. In leather.
I believe I got made fun of by my friends enough times that I didn't wear them much.
So. Mm.
So they definitely.
So here you are determined to get the money that, you know, use out of the money spent, but you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
My friends won't let up.
They would not let up.
Well, there you are in leather pants, I mean.
And I had a pair of shoes I'd wear with them.
Oh sneak. Oh, let's hear this.
No.
Boots or sneakers?
No, I forgot the brand, but they were, you know, a designer, and they were like these black, like I was in love with
them.
Oh,
you were leather.
So
the hips down.
The shoes I got because it was a radio thing, and they were like, we had a deal, and they were like, hey, pick out whatever you want. And the guy's like, this is what Brad Pitt just bought. So I bought them. I looked like Floppy the Clown because I have really big feet for as tall as I am. So I just looked like
they were boots.
A guy in leather with floppy feet on the bottom, just like flippers.
Flippers. Yeah. Paddles.
You know what's funny? Because I'm sure there are a lot of women who would go, well, big feet, leather pants, this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it worked, right?
Really? You're sure?
Floppy feet, leather pants.
Yeah. Were you super skinny, like a little kid? Like, how old were you?
I was 20. It was before I came here, so like 27, 26, 27.
Wow.
And
I was svelte then, yes.
Yeah. Did you really feel like you were pulling it? Like, you looked in the mirror and went, yeah.
I thought I was pulling it, but I was.
Your friends
my never
friends
let out. Yeah.
That's
the
thing about friends, you know.
They're
a good
the worst.
Friend will. Oh, yeah, they're the worst. I forgot about that.
Well, here's the guy trying his hardest to get the money out of the leather pants he bought, and no one will let him wear them.
Yeah. Well, his problem, the fault lies in buying the pants.
Well,
just
sure.
Resist. If anybody who's out there and thinking to themselves, wow, these leather pants sound great. They're not.
Well, that's the story I told you. Even if I bought them and got them home and tried to put them on and was leaving the house, I would turn around, go back in, huck them into a corner and be like, that's as much wear as you're ever going to see.
Right.
I've never bought leather pants. I've never worn leather pants. I can't
guess if
imagine.
You were like, I don't know. They seem like something David Coverdale would wear, you know, or you know what I mean? Like some idiot from the 80s, like in a hair metal band. Like, you know, Kip Winger was wearing those things.
The guy from Skid Row. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's in them in 18 in Life. And I think they're lace up, too.
Leather pants.
Oh, yes.
But
see, if I wore them now, I think I would be putting on more of a Vince Neil kind of look than I'd like.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No, that is actually a solid visual, my friend. That is, yep. Yeah.
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 Not shaved for a couple days.
How do we get on the, because the kid is wearing the, anyway, there is
no. It's a lot for a non-story.
I know, total non-story, and we just ate this entire break. So Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray, they're something. TMZ insists that they look like they're in love. He looks like he's being led around in her bathrobe. In my humble opinion, looks like she put a little bit more effort into the outfit is all I'm saying. What's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
Snow in Tahoe and more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. There's all kinds of history on there, too, like really old clips, as well as brand new stuff that Bob's been throwing up there. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973, and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Kick off summer right by going to free concerts every Thursday at Fremont's Central Park Performance Pavilion. Mm. Fremont Bank is helping sponsor the Party Tunes, tribute bands, and Bollywood sounds in this unique location with stunning views of Lake Elizabeth and Mission Peak.
Oh, sounds pretty.
Grab your lawn chairs, cozy blankets, and favorite snacks because the first show is on June 26th at 6:30 p.m. Go to Fremont.gov for more info.
That's this week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night.
First week of summer.
Mm.
It's on.
So good.
Well, weirdly, we got snow in Tahoe.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Here, I'll tell you what's going on with that. Here's a picture of it. This is Tahoe. Wait,
significant? Wow.
On the first day of summer.
Did they not get the memo? That, it feels like they're way off. That, where is that? Is that Palisades you said?
I don't know. I didn't say. I said it's Tahoe. Oh. So somewhere in Tahoe, it's like you're looking at that's more than a dusting.
Yeah. It's like, coating all the trees. That is a dump.
June 21st, 2025, snow fell in Tahoe, everyone.
Mm.
Mother Nature said, yeah, I heard what day it is, but
that doesn't matter to me.
I'm sending you snow.
Mm.
While that was happening, there was also some stuff going down weather-wise in Tahoe. The wind is profound right now.
Oh.
And so everywhere, by the way. I don't know if it's still blowing at your house, but it's been windy. That's typical for spring, and it seems to be continuing. Lake Tahoe boat capsizes in high wind, 6 dead, 2 missing.
Oh, my God.
Like, going out on the water in this wind right now is a real problem. And there's lots of rescues happening at the ocean as well. In fact, I wouldn't have even thought that Tahoe would deal with something like that.
Right.
But they were saying waves were reaching 8 feet.
Oh my God.
Snow is falling.
What are these people
wind
doing
is
out
like,
on a boat?
Who knows? But, and you know, you don't want to ever be like, it's your own fault. That's, no one wants to hear that. But it is.
There were a lot of people on that boat.
Sketchy, for sure. It was a 27-foot boat. Emergency calls came in Saturday around 3 p.m. Again, the same day the footage of the snow is there, they were out on a boat. Now, I will say this, and this is one of those things, as I never planned anything ever as a single guy, but you get married and you have kids and you lock in your vacation days and you're planning to be wherever you're planning to
right.
be.
Right. That's when plans happen.
And suddenly you're like, yeah, they're sick, but what are we going to do? We got to get on this plane and go or whatever. I understand all the people deal with all the different things. And you just go, I guess I assume that's what happened. Even though the weather was not cooperating, these people are.
We rented a boat. We've got mom's ashes. We're going out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's kind of how that ends up. I don't. Sure, it's not ideal, but here we all are.
Well, you're not expecting 8-foot waves on a lake.
No.
Or that's actually incredible.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the story. Tahoe boat capsizes and there's still people missing.
Damn.
Yikes. So Tahoe. Meanwhile, we've been enjoying, as you said, when
absolutely
we started today, the best
days.
Weather ever.
Mm. Just so perfect.
Mm. The wind is a problem, but you're not running or you're not even
honestly,
out on your bike right
didn't
now,
even,
are you?
No, we're on our bikes. For sure.
This weekend you were?
We didn't this weekend, but we definitely have used them so already this season. And my son comes home tomorrow, so we'll have lots of biking to do. But it was not windy at my house. I don't know if it's just we're in a sheltered spot. But
maybe.
It was definitely not. I thought maybe you were getting some glassy 6-footers.
No. In fact, I didn't even look on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I just woke up early because I do. That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
I rode down and went, okay. Well, it was worth a look.
I tried.
I'm hiking again today. Mm. I hiked a lot.
That's good.
It's very good. I live in a place where I can just walk right out of my house and go hiking.
It's like leg day.
It is like leg day every day.
You got shoulder day when you're surfing and leg day when you're not.
I should, well, no, I shouldn't have mentioned this first, but I will mention it real quick and then we'll just put it away for the year. Oklahoma City are your NBA champs, everyone.
I don't know why I even care. Like, I just wanted the Pacers to win.
Yeah, because they're the underdog.
Neither of them have ever won.
So it was nice. Fun. Someone was going to get a first, you know, first time.
Some smaller city was going to party their asses off.
But I was looking for Indiana to pull it out. Their best player went, he's been injured most the playoffs, and he went down in the third quarter, and that was that for that.
Oh.
It just wasn't. Anyway, 103 to 91. OKC are your NBA champs. Have a good one. This is fun. I like these. These are 10 things. I won't do them all, but 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
I love these.
Tom Holland was announced as the new Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. That's actually crazy. In both.
How many movies has he? He was 19, by the way. So, okay, 10 years ago. So he's 29 now. But I feel like, what has he done? Three of them?
Well, he did a small appearance in one of the Avengers movies, right? Okay. Was that his debut? Like he and it was like him and Iron Man had a little relationship or something. Mm-hmm. And then I think he did three movies.
In 10 years. And it's been a minute
since
anything's come out. He replaced fellow Brit Andrew Garfield in the role of Spider-Man 10 years ago this week. You know what's funny is I don't see Tom Holland in a lot of stuff. I have seen him in Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him on a Hot Wings, and he is a Brit. And you just don't to see the accent come out of him naturally and very strong, by the way. I went.
So he does a fine American accent.
Well, yeah, he sold me. Mm. And there he is being himself on, I think it was the Hot Wings show. And I just went, oh, look at that.
Well, this is ripping hot.
His first Marvel movie was actually Captain America: Civil War.
Which one? Andrew Garfield or Tom Holland?
Tom Holland.
Okay. Oh.
Tom
Holland. Yeah. Okay.
He just made like a cameo as Spider-Man?
Yeah. He came in. It was when, Captain America was fighting Iron Man and they each had a team.
How many different movies has he played Spider-Man in? Is it five? Is it nine?
It sounds like it's five.
There are so many various movies.
I see six.
Oh, six? Okay. Mm-hmm. Leo DiCaprio invested in a mattress startup 10 years ago this week. People laugh because, you know, him and all the girls.
Yeah. He goes through mattresses, apparently.
The mattress company was one that no one had heard of yet called Casper.
Oh, that is.
I have heard of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we bought a Casper for our son when he moved to New York.
Oh, is that right?
It shows up in a box. It's all shrunk down.
That's what that one is. Yeah. Okay. Adam Levine and Tobey Maguire also invested in Casper.
Did they all get so rich?
I don't know.
Company's doing well.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Diddy was in legal trouble 10 years ago.
Was he?
This week. Oh. He got arrested for allegedly assaulting a coach at UCLA where his son Justin was playing football.
Oh.
The charges eventually were dropped.
Cha-ching.
I didn't know this one. Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell got 4 months in jail for stabbing a guy in a bar fight. Sadly, Dustin died from lung cancer 6 years later, even though he wasn't a smoker.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I knew he was dead. I didn't know that. Forgotten about that stabbing thing.
I didn't watch Saved by the Bell, so I didn't know him as a celebrity. I would have walked right by that dude.
Right.
I don't know him.
He was not doing well the last few years plus of his life because I remember he was like selling t-shirts outside his house and there was like weird nakedness at one point and him and his wife had a whole weird thing going on as people do.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. We heard a Top Gun sequel was in the works 10 years ago this week. It came out 7 years later in 2022 and grossed $1.5 billion with a B.
It did all right.
The first Inside Out was a huge hit, but one group of kids in Ohio were traumatized when the theater screened a different movie instead. the horror flick Insidious Chapter 3. Not Inside Out. 10 years ago this week, they got more than they
so close. It starts the same.
My mom, it reminds me, my mom said, I don't know which day. Edie wants to watch Ghostbusters, and I didn't know if I could let her. So I need to ask you guys. And I was like, let's err on a no. Because yeah. It's the middle of the night when that stuff comes to find them.
Yes.
And then it's...
No, there's some scary imagery in there. Absolutely. Yeah. She'll never be able to look at this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
If it was like, you can't live without it, I could see. But you've lived this long and you're fine. So let's just keep being fine. A cat won Dog of the Year 10 years ago this week. There's a video going around about it. A loose dog attacked a kid in Bakersfield, California, and the family cat fought it off.
Oh.
So the SPCA's LA chapter gave the cat its National Hero Dog Award.
The cat went after it. Cats don't care about people.
Yeah, this cat did.
Apparently.
And fought a loose dog that was attacking her boy.
Oh.
And won and got
That's my boy.
National Hero Dog Award.
A cat named Lassie.
Forbes named Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris the highest paid celebrity couple with combined earnings of $146 million 10 years ago this week.
Oh.
They dated for a year.
Yeah, they were together.
Oh, you knew that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
In fact, he gets the writing credit for that. There's a Rihanna song that we played.
Umbrella.
No, it's a, this is what you came for. I know. Can't think of the name of it. But there's a writer who's credited as Nils Larson or something. And that's Taylor Swift.
This is what you came for?
This is what you came for.
Yeah.
And it's her. And so later she came out and was like, yeah, he didn't write that song. I wrote that song. And they're like, where are you? She's like, I'm Nils.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Calvin Harris is another one of those, though, that I realize he makes music, but if he walked past me in the hall here with people buzzing about him, I'd be like, what's up, dude? And just keep walking. Right. I don't have any. You?
No. And a lot of the Calvin Harris songs that I know of, they're sung by someone else, so you don't know. It's him.
We Found Love everything. Is one of my favorite songs, and that's...
Oh, that's
Calvin
Harris.
Harris song too.
Without love.
You know, now that I think about it, though, he's probably really handsome. He got Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I'll pull up a picture.
So
of him.
Maybe I would in the hall be like, who's the beefcake?
Hmm. Well,
Maddie.
I don't know if I'd call him a beefcake.
Someone's moving in on your territory.
Step off, Calvin.
Yeah.
Oh, he's handsome.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good looking guy.
He looks like the guy from Coldplay.
Yeah, kind of. All right. I can see that. He's got a rakish dark blonde hair. He's a good face. You know, he's a good looking dude.
He doesn't look like Chris Martin to you?
No.
Oh.
I mean, in that he's a white guy with sort of dark blonde hair.
Both completely vanilla, but nothing.
Yeah, that one down, that picture down the bottom, he does look like
nothing
him.
Offensive about either
no,
of
nothing.
Them. You know?
He's good looking.
All right.
Probably a good lay. I don't know. Taylor stayed with him for a year, so.
Let me see if I can find that story I was going to comment on, you know, about Maddie's giant feet.
Oh, yes.
How all the ladies see him and go, my God, man, big feet. You know what they say, big feet.
It was just prosthetic feet. What's going on here?
Oh, I can't find it. Anyway, this story was about how the way you can tell a person has a big one is by their big nose. And I went, oh, for God's sakes. I wish that were true.
He does have a long nose.
Oh. Who, Calvin Harris?
Yeah, Calvin Harris.
Oh, so you think he's got a big...
I don't know. I mean...
Probably served a few in his day.
To satisfy Taylor, so yeah, I'm going to go...
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's picky.
Well, she has had all the hot guys.
She's had a lot of hot guys.
John Mayer. Mm. Who else?
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, she got that guy.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot.
I mean, I assume they did it. She got the guy from the 1975.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. He's
Joe
probably
Alwyn,
pretty good.
I'm sure he looks cocky.
He looks good.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean? You guess? I mean, we're looking for you to.
I don't know. I mean,
you have skills.
I don't.
Got out there and did stuff.
I'm not out there, like, you know, evaluating though. It was always a nice surprise. Like, oh, look at that. And pick people based on like how big their noses and hands were, or feet.
While I've had decent luck, and most of the time I was way more concerned with if I was going to get enough beer in my belly.
Mm.
But I had some luck. But I was never able to, from a stage, go get that guy for me and bring him backstage. Like, that is some stuff.
Yeah.
And you were doing that.
Give that guy a backstage pass.
Tell that guy to meet me back here.
Well, it wasn't like that. It was just, let him come into the party. If anything happens, great. Pick out a few.
And it did
prospects?
Happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Oh, wait a minute. You picked out more than one?
Sometimes. If there were a couple cute guys, I'd be like, get those guys backstage passes.
And then you'd go up and say, hey, I'm the one who sent you the pass.
I would just say, hey. I didn't have to tell him I got him backstage.
Oh, see anything you like?
I'm Sarah.
Where did it go from there?
Wherever it went. Someplace different every time, Vin.
Oh.
Sometimes no place. Sometimes. Hey, the guy's got bad breath. Forget it.
Oh, you mean you said no, not them.
Hell yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know.
Please. Please. You're adorable.
There's a new startup called Cluely.
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 Okay.
Which openly boasts that it can help everyone cheat on everything. Cluely. What? And it's raising a lot of investment money. They just got another $15 million in funding on top of an earlier $5.3 million, which does sound like peanuts in the world of, VCs and funding. But two founders were
a little more realistic these days.
Yeah.
Please spell that for me.
Clue.
U-E-L-Y. Okay.
Cluely. The two founders were kicked out of Columbia University for creating a tool called Interview Coder that helped engineers cheat on technical interviews.
Okay.
So these guys are just cheaters.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
It uses an undetectable AI to coach people through virtual interviews and calls, basically telling them what to say. So this was their first thing, and now they've got a new thing. There are probably some practical uses, like maybe helping people in negotiations, or giving people information in real time that can make meetings and conversations more efficient. But this new Cluely thing, these guys are cheaters. They're good at it. They say this could help you in your personal life, like online dating.
Mm.
You could basically trick someone into thinking you know a lot about one of their interests, like art.
Right.
When you're really
just, if they find out?
Well, I mean,
as long as you get some.
Cluely also released a video suggesting their tools could someday be used in person on an actual date.
Oh.
That's the future. They're working on it.
When we all don't make eye contact anymore and have earpieces and little blinky eye things, you can read your emails. Your heads-up display.
AI. Cheating. Cheat on everything is what the...
Thanks, AI.
The Cluely... I don't know, mission statement? Cheat on everything. All right. If you say so.
Boy, and I thought Ashley Madison was bad. It's just your wife.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We don't have that song anymore, do we? We couldn't get you to play it even if we tried.
I don't have it. I might play it now. Because now Cluely sounds even worse than that.
Don't forget Jake Gyllenhaal, says 925.
What about Jake Gyllenhaal?
She got... Harry Styles, Jake, by the way, our Taylor Swift expert is on vacation.
Yes, she is.
So she's not here to comment
to
on
fill
any
in the
of
gaps.
This.
I couldn't think of everybody that she dated. Tell me everybody.
415 says she got Harry Styles, Jake Gyllenhaal, Joe Jonas, Connor Kennedy. Who's Connor Kennedy? You know that guy?
Connor Kennedy. That's right. I think that's why she bought that house in Rhode Island. They say it was right next to the Kennedy compound. Go on.
No, they don't have any more. Oh. That's it. Let's see here. Did Mr. Tenderheart Vinny cry when his daughter performed? Of course I didn't. That's not a Pixar film.
That's a yes.
No, I didn't. But I will say this. And I even asked my wife this. I'm like, it may be because I'm her dad, but was she the best looking kid on that stage or what?
And did your wife agree?
She totally agreed. She was like, absolutely, yeah. She was.
She is a good looking kid.
Standout beauty. Yeah. I did, by the way, I posted pictures on the
story,
so they're gone already, but they were up for a second there.
You got to get them fast.
Weird nakedness. Story. Are we talking about Dustin Diamond or Sarah's backyard?
That's not weird. My nakedness is very private.
Is it?
As far as I know.
Has the boy with the drone appeared with blackmail photos yet or no?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, then
he would be able to blackmail me. I'd be like, go ahead, sell them.
Oh.
Who would want them?
Well,
like, I'm not doing anything
post
wrong.
Those on
I'm,
the Alice on
we're
the
not
Alice
posting those
on RadioAlice.com. Are you kidding? Our clicks will go way up.
Our Instagram would blow up.
Oh my God, would it ever?
Yeah. Thanks for the support, guys. As my privacy's been invaded in my own backyard, I'd be like, go ahead, do whatever you want with those. We're looking fine these days. And by fine, I mean 60.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is Nick Cannon the king? And what about Elio?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.